CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 20th of October, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB welcomes your feedback on its 2024 convention. Today is the last chance to get involved with JOTA 2024. The RSGB is looking for youth champions. The RSGB's 2024 convention took place last weekend and brought together hundreds in person, as well as many more from across the globe who watched via the live stream. The Society is already receiving an overwhelming amount of positive feedback, but if you didn't attend the convention and haven't yet completed the feedback form, please go to rsgb.org/feedback and share your thoughts. If you watch the live stream, the Society would also love to hear your feedback. Please visit rsgb.org/livestream-feedback and let the team know what you thought of the online event. The feedback forms will be closed at the end of October. The live streams for both days will remain available for everyone to watch, so if you'd like to catch up on the selection of presentations that were aired, go to the RSGB website and search for Convention 2024 Live Stream. As well as talks from the weekend, you'll find exclusive special interviews and pre-recorded videos. Today is the last day of Chambery on the Air, also known as JOTA. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio among the Scout Association. The Society has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event and has shared it on its website. The list is available by going to rsgb.org/JulietOscarTangoAlpha and choosing the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. The RSGB would love to see your photos of scouts getting involved for JOTA, so tag at the RSGB and also use hashtag JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. If you're not involved with the JOTA station, do listen out and encourage a lot of young operators on the air. There will be a report in Radcom, so please send details and photos from your event to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 15th of November. Following the recent appointment of two youth champions for schools and universities, the RSGB is keen to expand the team. The Society is looking for a youth champion for scouts, guides and cadets, and another to lead activities and create resources to support young people once they have gained their foundation license, motivating them to try new things within amateur radio. The four youth champions will work closely as a team, as well as the RSGB board liaison Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, and the RSGB outreach team. Together, the youth champions will also create a youth team and run a NET or SCED to involve all youngsters. Do you have what it takes to engage with young people and support them on their amateur radio journey? Another part of each youth champion's role is to give input and support for current activities, such as voting and participating in Youngsters on the Air Month each December. If you are proactive, experienced at managing your own time efficiently, good leader, who can build relationships and mentor young people, and you are passionate about growing the number of young people involved in amateur radio, then one of these roles could be for you. Take a look at the youth activities on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/youth and see some of the great things that are happening already. If you're interested in being part of the team, contact Youth Board Liaison Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, via callsign GolfWhiskey4BravoMikeLima at rsgb.org.uk. The date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT. It will be going ahead on Saturday, the 9th of November, 2024, at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, in Fife. Lunch will be provided, and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. The programme is now confirmed, and at the moment, 43 people have booked to attend the event. There are only 7 places left, so please book as soon as possible to avoid disappointment. Online booking is available via the GMRT website at golfmikeroundtable.org.uk or by email to Colin, GM4HWO, at callsign golfmike4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com. Now, details of rallies and events. Part 2 of the British Amateur Television Club Convention for Amateur TV 2024, also known as CAT 24, is taking place on Saturday the 26th of October. The online event will run from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and will feature talks about ATV related topics. For more information, visit bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/live. Carrick Fergus Amateur Radio Group's rally is also taking place on Saturday the 26th of October at Elim Pentecostal Church, North Road, Carrick Fergus. For more information, including contact details, look at the group's Facebook page. The next Essex CW Boot Camp is scheduled to go ahead on Saturday the 26th of October. If you're interested in attending and have not yet registered, email info@essexcw.org. For more information about the event, visit essexcw.uk. The Galashiels Rally is taking place on Sunday the 27th of October at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Galashiels, Tango Delta 1, 3 Juliet X-Ray. For more information, contact Rally Queries at galaradioclub.co.uk or visit galaradioclub.co.uk. Now the special event news. Special event station Papa Foxtrot 16 Foxtrot is active to say farewell to the F-16 fighter aircraft, or Fighting Falcon. After 45 years of service from 1979 till 2024, the F-16 will retire from the Royal Netherlands Air Force. Members of Radio Club Limburg will be operating the call sign until the 30th of November 2024 and hope to work as many amateur radio operators across the world as possible. For more information about the station, visit Romeo Charlie, Lima Bravo, .nl/Papa Foxtrot 16 Foxtrot. As part of the celebrations to mark the centenary of the world's first transglobal two-way radio communication, special call sign Golf Bravo 2 Zulu Lima has been active at times from the UK. This is in addition to the main UK activity from Golf Bravo 2 November Zulu, Golf 2 Sierra Zulu, and others. On Tuesday, the 15th of October, the GB2ZL station, operated by Chris, GM3WOJ, from near Inverness, made a remarkable QSO with the ZL4AA team, located just north of Dunedin. The ZL4AA station was operated by Dave, ZL4DK, Mike, ZL4OL, and Stephen, ZL4BN. This QSO, on the 40-meter band, long path, at 0721 UTC, was made using CW. 559 reports were exchanged each way, and the operators at both ends were thrilled to make the contact. At each end of the QSO was an 80-year-old all-valve military transceiver from New Zealand, the iconic ZC-1. These radios date from 1944, just 20 years after the first UK to New Zealand QSO. For more information about the station and the ZC-1 transceiver, visit the GB2ZL page at qrz.com. Sylvia, OE5YYN, is active as Oscar Echo 20 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha, until the 31st of October to mark the 20th anniversary of Austria joining the Summits on the Air program. Details of a certificate that is available for working the station are available at QRZ.com. Now, the DX News. Harold, DF2WO, is active as 9 X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Rwanda until the 22nd of October. He is operating using CW, FT4 and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands. You might also catch Harold operating via the QO100 satellite. When possible, he hopes to be QRV on the 6 meter band, QSL via OQRS. Stefan, F5UOW, is active as Foxtrot Romeo / Foxtrot 5 Uniform Oscar Whiskey from Reunion Island, AF016, until the 28th of October. He's operating using CW only on the 17 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World only. Now the contest news. The Werchtal Germany contest started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 19th and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the RSGB 50 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes on 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 22nd, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 24th, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 27th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 17th of October 2024. The past week has been characterized by a low geomagnetic KP index and excellent conditions on HF, including the 10 meter band, with a solar flux index between 168 and 195 and a KP index that never rose above 4, conditions have been better than the previous week, which suffered from the bad effects of solar flares and coronal mass ejections. This came as NASA, NOAA and the International Solar Cycle Prediction Panel announced that the Sun had reached its solar maximum period, which should continue for the next year. The announcement was not unexpected, and the exact period of maximum activity won't be known for some time, but it was a wake-up call for radio amateurs to get on the bands and make the most of the conditions. NOAA anticipates additional solar and geomagnetic storms during the current solar maximum period and during the declining phase of the solar cycle. The solar flux index fell from its 200 plus highs to be in the 160 to 195 range last week, but this was still more than enough to keep the ionosphere running. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path have been consistently over 28 MHz during daylight, falling to around 11 MHz overnight. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center thinks the solar flux index will rise into the 200s again, but we may also get some geomagnetic disturbances, namely on the 22nd and 23rd, and the KP index might rise to around 4. Meanwhile, October can be one of the best months for HF propagation, with good 10-meter band openings to Australasia in the morning and North and South America in the afternoon. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current unsettled spell of weather seems likely to continue into next week and is not atypical at this time of year. We should expect a more changeable pattern around the autumn as the main polar front jet stream migrates south across the UK into its winter state over the Mediterranean. That said, there may well be some brief interludes when the extended region of high pressure across Europe influences conditions over the British Isles, more specifically in the southeastern corner. This is shown by some models around midweek for potential troppo from southeastern England into the continent or across the North Sea to northern Europe and southern Scandinavia. The obvious mode to result from this unsettled weather will be rain scatter, and it's probable that the gigahertz bands will enjoy this period of weather. Meteor scatter in October has a few showers to maintain interest. The Orionids and Tauridae are both active during this coming week. In fact, the Orionids, associated with the comet Halley, peaks on Monday and Tuesday. Just a final note about Sporadicae, which is out of season. Remember that there are no zero Sporadicae months, and recent indications have tended to show the response of raised critical frequencies of the Sporadicae layer occurring around the middle of the day on the propquest.co.uk NVIS graphs. You may also see peaks earlier in the day around dawn, which is the peak time for meteor input. Beware, it's easy to get hooked on out-of-season Sporadicae hunting. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising. Past losses are rising again after perigee on Thursday the 17th. So we have increasing peak moon elevations and longer moon windows until Tuesday the 22nd. 144 megs sky noise is low to moderate for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Meetings only, no nets. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Starting with the Southwest, Wales afterwards, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, the Society's meeting from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8pm. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society meeting on Friday. The club meets at The Bunker, Beausejour Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock, from 6pm. Jersey Amateur Radio Society club room is now open on Friday evenings, from 8pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at The Chantry, Thornbury. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Now for all Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaren District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 25th of October at Hirwine YMCA Hall. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16 5 Juliet Tango, from 7:30pm. There will be an extra social meeting on the 29th of October in the bar area. Cwm Brown and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Henthliss Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44 6 Juliet Zulu. Dragon Amateur Radio Club, Monday sees a club night at Canolfan Esgyfiog, Gaiwan, from 7pm. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7pm on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group, tomorrow, 21st, members are meeting for Hobbies and Chat Night. Listen out for the group, which is active today, for Jamboree on the Air. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox Rock 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. Also on Tuesday, St Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin, adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 183, Lima, November, from 7pm. Ask Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. And tomorrow, the Ask Side Amateur Radio Club is hosting a talk on SOTA by Kevin Nichols, MW0KXN. Everyone is welcome to attend the presentation, which will start at 7 p.m. Anyone who is interested in attending should contact askside@newport.com/Newport@gmail or contact Paul 2W0IIU on 07581389409. The next meeting of Wrexham and March's Amateur Radio Society will be held this Thursday, the 24th. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.